Welcome back to another mini episode, IAPA edition of the Coaster 101 podcast. I really should have come up with a title before we started doing these, but I am joined today by Daryl White, who is the Vice President of Global Licensing and Business Development at Falcons Beyond Global. Daryl, how's it going?
It is going excellent. It's always great the week before IAPA.
I know. You and I were talking a little bit before we started recording that, it's not not like there's a big trade show literally happening in 7 days.
Right.
So, but we really appreciate your time giving us a couple of minutes to talk kind of Falcons Creative Group at the IAPA Expo and everything that's going on with you guys down in Orlando. But my first question for you is, after a year off in 2020, and I know you've been to the expos in Europe and Dubai and places like that, you know, how's it going to feel for you personally to be back on the IAPA show floor for the first time in 2 years?
I'm super excited about it. To go back to 2019 and how that felt and how positive the industry was at that point in time, and to think that, 2020 was a year that just never happened. You know, I believe collectively in our industry, we just sort of wiped that year off the slate. And so we're now, okay, it's 2021. So we're going from 2019 to 2021. Ignore last year. And so I'm very excited about it. I know that I've spoken with people throughout the industry who are very anxious to get here. Thank goodness that our leaders in the powers that they represent have offered to open up our borders a little bit just in advance of the trade show. So I'm very excited about that. I know that there's a number of people that want to get here from different countries around the world. It's still a little bit difficult to travel for some, but I know that everyone in the industry is just chomping at the bit to get back to it.
So they did that just for IAPA, right?
Absolutely. That was just for IAPA. Our friends at IAPA sent Mr. Biden a letter and said, please, please, please. And he said, okay.
I love it. Perfect. I want to go back real quick. You did mention 2019. And on the show floor in 2019, you actually announced a pretty big partnership with Kathmandu and kind of provided a little bit of an update on this, what was going to be the first theme park in Punta Cana, which is in the Dominican Republic. I'd be remiss if I didn't start with that. And obviously 2020 and the past 19 months being what they are, I don't think it's as on schedule as it was in 2019, but what updates can you provide us on the Kathmandu project in the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about that. And that's going to lead into, I think, a little bit bigger conversation. Back in 2019, yeah, we had a great announcement with who was at that time a good client of ours, Kathmandu Park. They have an existing park in Mallorca in Spain. Very successful, which was a joint venture with Melia Hotels, which actually brought one of their lower performing hotels up to their top performing hotel in the sector by attaching it to that Kathmandu theme. But regardless of that, we began working with Kathmandu back in that time. They wanted to open this theme park in Punta Cana, and we said, great, we're your team. And so we had this wonderful announcement. We had the characters Maya and Kumar there with us. Great interview and press event at the show. We worked as a client-vendor relationship for the following year or so. And as our relationship grew and the designs for this grew, concept through schematic and DD and so forth, we really felt so aligned with them culturally that both our company, led by Cecil and Marty McPurry, and their company decided, hey, let's take this to the next level. And we actually joined the two companies together. And that became the birth of Falcons Beyond, which was announced this May. So what began as a simple press announcement in 2019 really has grown into something that's, we think is going to transform the whole themed entertainment industry kind of and beyond.
Right. I love the and beyond. That is the best. What a great creative tagline segue to talk about what you guys are doing. But for those who may have missed that announcement back in May, what can you tell us about Falcons Beyond Global? And, you know, what is the kind of the mission of the new, I'm going to call it a company within a company?
Sure. So Falcons Beyond Global is really and what we call an IP expansion company. So consider that we take some of our own IP, the characters that we own, and themes and stories, as well as our partner IP that we work with, various partners around the world. And we take those and we can expand them in multiple directions. For example, we can take something that's already in a theme park, such as the Kathmandu IP, and we expand that in different areas. So whether it's entertainment content, such as streaming videos or feature films, we can go into games and puzzles. Of course, you know, that started. So we start out in a brick and mortar world. Then we go into entertainment content. We're also going into consumer products. So we'll be able to make toys and online products that people can purchase. So it's really developing a method to expand IP through all these different areas, brick and mortar, entertainment content, and consumer products, really as a sort of a three major spokes of an IP expander flywheel.
Mm-hmm. And how does that, I guess the word I'm looking for is kind of coexist within the greater Falcons creative group?
Sure. So even though there is now a greater group as Falcons Beyond, Falcons creative group still operates status quo. We still do all of our standard work for hire. Falcons Treehouse does all of our design and master planning efforts. Falcons Digital Media still produces media content for a number of different clients around the world, whether it's for theme park projects or standalone. We've been doing some interesting content for clients who are putting it on either Netflix or YouTube. And then also Falcons Licensing. We're still developing products such as our suspended theater, Circumotion, which are being sold to theme parks around the world.
Perfect. And you did mention the suspended theater, the 4D dark ride. Those were two attractions that were going to are going to be in that Kathmandu Punta Cana project.
Absolutely. And the I was super excited because we had I just saw 2 days ago video of factory acceptance testing of our suspended theater, and it is amazing.
Awesome. Can't wait for that. But those weren't the only major announcements of 2021. It's been a busy year, even since we talked with Falcons Creative Vice President David Schaefer on our podcast earlier this year. It's been a crazy year for Falcons Treehouse, Falcons Creative, the greater Falcons umbrella. And, you know, you guys unveiled several new products. You've got the Spectraverse and the Onyx Theater. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah. So, I mean, our technology team here is pretty amazing. And when I think about, to go back, you know, a couple decades, what started out as more analog, you know, drafting and drawing and then moving into some media, we really have expanded our team to get into coding and really supporting on AV and integrating AV with video game engines and so forth. And as part of that, we really developed some new technologies or some new integrations of technology. The first one, Onyx Theater, it's kind of mind-blowing to think, because if you can imagine, there's a number of 43 theater products out on the market today. And we looked at those for the Punta Cana project, and we thought, okay, there's some cool stuff out there, but wouldn't it be nice if, and we made a list of things that we wanted to do. And one of the things that we wanted to do was really have a lot more guest agency and player control in the gaming system. So we came up with a full 3D tracking system of the blaster that the guest would hold. And rather than having sort of a simple point and shoot laser type target system, we were actually tracking the gun in 3D in real time, and we're having that be able to react with the media that's being generated in a real-time gaming engine as the whole thing is going on. So something completely unique. It's there's nothing else like it in the market, and that's our Onyx Theater. Uh-huh. With the Spectreverse, this is one that just has blown my mind. And this is a product where we have worked with a company that's got some incredible technology in terms of the projection systems. And we're able to generate either a walkthrough linear experience or a single room sort of almost a laser tag type experience where a number of guests can go into a room at a time. They wear just sort of standard active 3D glasses, nothing special. But as we're projecting media onto the walls through the different scenes, each one of them is having specific media rendered and played only for them. So if there's six people in a room, I'm seeing an entirely different media than you are, and the perspective is tracking along my glasses. So it's shifting and doing active projection rendering based on where I am in the room and who I am. So, I mean, this is a complete game changer in the world of personalized guest experience in a media-based attraction.
That's insane, incredible. I'm already trying to come up with, like, the best possible, you know, ways to incorporate this in an attraction. It's amazing. And, you know, Falcons, to me, you guys have always been a company that's on that forefront of technology. I remember my first time at IAPA was in 2017, and I was just kind of walking around the booths, and somebody, I can't even remember who it was at this point, they came up, they saw my name badge, say, Andrew, come here, check this out real quick. They put on a pair of augmented reality goggles on my face, and I had never experienced augmented reality before, and I was like, to me, this was insane, and this was 4 years ago at this point. So it's nuts how far technology has come. But I've always viewed you guys, because of that one moment, as kind of innovators and leaders on the technological side and the future of attractions and things like that. So this, the Spectreverse, just sounds incredible.
Well, and in 2017 may have been the IAPA Expo where we showcased our Falcons Vision system. Mm-hmm. That may have been what you saw.
Yeah.
The Falcons Vision system, we actually first used that in an installation at the National Geographic Headquarters Museum at the Becoming Jane exhibit working with the Jane Goodall Institute and National Geographic. We were very, very honored to work with her and to work with National Geographic on that particular project. Which did win a Thea Award as well as the AMA Award last year as well. So very fun project, but also very humbling.
I love it. Well, I know you guys, there's not any big announcements scheduled for IAPA unless you've just completely tried to hoodwink me a little bit here. But what are some things, and I know you can't talk about anything with NDAs and other projects, but can you tell us a little bit or give any hints about things kind of coming down the pipeline at Falcons Creative?
Sure. I mean, I can, you know, as you said, talk around some few things. You know, we're doing a tremendous amount of work right now. We're extremely busy on different projects. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the projects that we're working on, as I'm sure you're aware of, there's a lot of things going on in the Middle East right now. Mm-hmm. We're honored to be part of a number of those projects. We're even working on some local domestic projects. We've got a great project going on with the Jackson Planetarium, Russell C. Davis Planetarium, which is in Jackson, Mississippi. And we're helping them renovate that a little bit. As far as projects for ourselves, there are some really, really cool stuff going on right now, which I wish I could share with you. But you'll be in the loop soon enough to see some announcements.
I love it. This is great. We will we'll have you back. You're welcome anytime. That's for sure. One other thing I want to talk about is the recent announcement of the partnership with Oceaneering. And the last couple of years, I've been to IAPA. You guys kind of exhibit right next to each other, but the Oceaneering is going to be manufacturing all of the ride vehicles for Falcons Creative. And what has that partnership meant to you guys?
It's meant a tremendous amount. And it actually goes back a long, long ways. Cecil tells me this story that the week that he opened his doors back in 2000, Dave Mock from Oceaneering came over to the office, knocked on his door, greeted him, said, "Hey, you know, we're here, whatever you need. It's great to have you in Orlando." And it's been a relationship of trust and mutual respect ever since that day. And so we continue to work with them on many projects through the years. And of course, they're one of the most highly respected ride manufacturers in the industry, working with everyone you can and can't name. And, you know, with that relationship that we've built up and with the trust in their products and with their trust in us as a designer who understand the technology, what it takes to deliver a ride system, it just made sense that we would work together with them really as an exclusive collaboration to bring these rides to the market.
Love it. My last question for you, what are you personally looking forward to most about IAPA? And the answer to that question can be Beaver Tails if you want it to be, but I'm hoping for something more Falcons Creative Group, Falcons Beyond specific.
Yes. Aside from Beaver Tails and evening entertainment, the most important thing for us really is getting out there and being with the people again. A million Zoom calls, Teams calls, BlueJeans, WebEx calls later. Nothing can match face-to-face interaction, and I look forward to shaking hands with a lot of people.
I love it. Well, I appreciate you hopping on the millionth and first Zoom call, or I guess Zencaster at this, if we're going to really go deep in the woods here, to chat a little bit with me about Falcons Beyond, Falcons Creative Group, and what you guys have going on at the IAPA Expo. You know, let's do a little promotion here for Falcons Creative. I know you guys have a podcast as well, and it's for a fan of the industry. The deep dives you guys go on the creative process is some of the best theme park podcast audio out there. And I know it's not really theme park podcast, but it's some of the best like industry insider podcasts out there.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. And we love yours.
Hey, even better. I mean, it's not every day you can start a podcast interview with somebody and say, "Hey, I was just listening to you talk Schlitterbahn." And I was like, "Hey, cool. Somebody other than my family listens to this and it's wonderful." But also you guys, you're on FalconsCreativeGroup.com, and you can find everything from Falcons Beyond to Falcons Licensing to Falcons Creative to Falcons Treehouse. That's all right there on FalconsCreativeGroup.com. And you guys are also on social media as well, yes?
That's right. We're on social media everywhere that you can imagine. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then our Experience Imagination podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and just about everywhere else that you can find it.
I love it. Well, Daryl, I hope you have a really good time in Orlando. Again, enjoy one of those Beaver Tails for me, since I won't be on the show floor this year, but we will have our writer, Shane. He will be there on Friday. I'll have him be sure to come by and say hello to you guys.
Awesome. Thanks so much.